Continuing with Siddur Snippets, sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum and the Zchus of Refuah Shlema for Ado Bas Al Tachaya. We're in the middle of the bracha of Elokai Neshama Shenasatabi, the bracha which expresses our gratitude, the gift of our neshama being restored each and every morning. Birchas HaShachar is replete with blessings that express gratitude for all of the physical gifts, blessings, experiences, so many of which we take for granted. But not only do we have physical, material possessions, opportunities, goods, not only do we have functions of our body, but the great gift we have is the restoration of our neshama. In fact, our neshama, as we ended yesterday, yearns to go upstairs, yearns to ascend, to go back to where it came from. So we acknowledge Hashem as Ata Meshamra Bikirbi. It's an intense form of bi, Bikirbi. You guard the neshama, you keep it in my body. The soul and the body are like oil and water. The body, its interests, the body, its distractions, temptations, its drive, is the antithesis of the values and the vision of the soul. The soul and the body have very different agendas. And yet, if the soul is successful, it can harness the body as an instrument, as a vehicle to make choices which yield a closeness of the soul of the neshama with the Ribbono Shalom, with Hashem. So the soul wants to ascend, it yearns. Hashem safeguards his Meshamra Bikir Bi. The Shlach Kadosh points out that we switch here. First it says, Nasatabi, the neshama you put in me. Then, Ata Meshamra Bikir Bi. And then again it says, Lachzira Bi, Lasid Lavo. We go from B to Bikir B, back to B. Says the Shla, B is the unadulterated neshama. In its purest sense, I am a soul. It's Selam Elokim. Achilak Elokam, Imao Mamish. I'm a unique, distinct, inimitable expression of Hashem in this world. That's B. It's who I am. Bikir B is the union, the synthesis of the soul within the body. That's how we operate. That's our life in this world. But we know and acknowledge Lachzira bi lasid lavo, that my soul be, my pure version of the soul, will once again go back upstairs. So the bikir bi, is the transition from when we were a pure soul, created at the moment of creation, to being inserted and housed by the body, living our life of free will, of bechira chafshus, of choice, until the soul is extracted from the body, yitzias neshama, in which be we are again. V'yata asid litla mimeni. We acknowledge Hashem, you know, I'm not afraid. This bracha begins our day and we say, no matter what the day brings, no matter the challenges, no matter the tension, no matter the obstacles, no matter the bad news, the good news, the opportunities, the crises, whatever the day brings, I'm not afraid. You know why? Because I know my guf is temporary. I know my body and my presence in this world is not what it's about. I know I begin every day with an affirmation that I know, Ata Asid Litla Mimeni, that you're going to take my soul again every time I sleep. Lachzira bi lasid lavo. And there's a concept of tchiyas hamesim. Kol zman she'aneshama bikir bi, as long as my soul is within me, moda ani lefanecha. Hashem, I have such hoda'a. What does the word moda mean in this context? Hashem, I know that this world is temporary. It's ephemeral. It's fleeting. Reality, this world is an illusion. The reality is the soul. I am a soul that has a body. I'm not a body that has a soul. So I begin every day. I'm not afraid. I know I'm going to spend eternity with you. This is just temporary. Mishamra bikir bi. While my body has the soul, I pay attention to the body. I care about the body. I honor and respect the body. It's on loan and it's the vehicle to make free will, but it's my soul, Hashem. So I'm not afraid. And therefore, because I know you will take my soul, you'll extract it from the body, and once again you'll bring it back in the future, I wake up. This is reminiscent. It's a continuation of the theme of Modani. Modani lefanecha Hashem Elokai v'Elokei Avosai, Ribon kol amasim adon kol neshamos. I'm Moda. What am I Moda? So here I think the insight of Rav Huttner is very relevant. Rav Huttner famously says there are two types of hoda'a. You could be Moda le and Moda al. Moda le and Moda. Moda al means I'm grateful for. Moda le means you say I owe you $100. I say I'm Moda, I admit. The same word Moda means both gratitude and admission. And Rav Huttner brilliantly explained, implicit in every expression of gratitude is the admission, I needed you. Gratitude is an admission that I received, that I benefited, that I needed you, that I owe you, that I'm indebted to you. So Moda means both thank you and I'm indebted. And that's what it means here. As long as my neshama is in my body, Moda ani lefanecha, I'm grateful. And I also admit, what am I grateful for? I'm grateful I'm alive. I'm grateful I woke up, I opened my eyes. Sleep is a portion of death. I woke up this morning, my soul was reinserted in my body. The synthesis, the union of the two, were operating again. Hashem, I'm Moda, thank you so much. But I'm also admitting. What is it that I'm admitting? I'm admitting, Ribon Kol HaMaasim, Adon Kol HaNeshamos. I'm admitting you're in charge. Just because I woke up doesn't make me the man. Doesn't put me in charge. Doesn't make me in control. Just as my soul left my body overnight while I slept, just like I was incapacitated, debilitated in my sleep, even when I'm awake, I'm incapacitated and debilitated. Even when I'm awake and my soul is back in my body, Ribon Kol HaMaasim, you're in charge. Adon Kol HaNeshamos, you are the master of it all. You're the master of it all. Rabbeinu Manoach says, I'm grateful and admit life only has meaning because I have a neshama in my guf. If all I had was a guf, the pursuit of pleasure, of joy, if all I could do is invest in my material, personal, my guf, my body, what would life be? Moda, you know I am grateful before you? You know the admission I make to you? Is that the meaning and purpose, the fulfillment of life is, I have a neshama. I live this tension of the animal instinct and impulse with the godly soul, the neshama in the guf, and the two moda, I'm so grateful. And I admit to you that that's the purpose of life. The Maharsha says, Adon is the language of all powerful, all control. It describes that Hashem restores our soul every morning, and He doesn't have to. If we woke up, it's a gift. It's a renewal of our contract. It's an affirmation of His belief in us. Our soul is intentional. None of us are here coincidentally. We're not here randomly. We're not here by chance. If we woke up, if we're here, our soul in this guf is Hashem's master design. And we're here to serve Him. We have what to accomplish. And we conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMachazir Neshamos Lifgarim Meisim. Blessed are you, Hashem, who restores souls to the dead. What does that mean? Some commentaries say what it means is, I was dead while I was asleep. I was out. What's to say I would wake up this morning? But you brought me back to life. I woke up this morning. Others say, no, it's a reference to Lasid Lavo in the future. There'll be Tchiyas HaMeisim, the resurrection of the dead. But yet others say it's the combination of the two. The fact that I woke up, our daily cycle of sleeping and then awakening, is a form of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So the fact that I woke up has given me contact with the experience of what it means to die and come back to life. So I end this bracha that Hashem, no matter what happens in my day, what matters, my body is important, I have to take care of it, I'm responsible for it, but I'm not going to overindulge in it or pamper it because it's my soul. I am a soul that has a body. And I'm grateful and I admit to you that that's why I'm here. And that even though I came back to life, you're in charge. I'm sleepwalking through life as if I was asleep even when I'm awake in the degree that you're in charge. And the same way you brought me back to life to live this morning and wake up today, I believe la'asid lavo and tchiyas ha'mesim, ha'machazir neshamos, lifgarim mesim.